you to pray for us tonight as we stand before you. We have a message on our heart that everybody that's saved it needs, and everybody that's not saved it needs it. We know the Bible is full of good tidings to our souls. We need to learn more about the Word of God. The enemy loves to catch you and I guard down. And he gets your guard down and he will hurt you in your soul. I'm going to talk about something tonight that we all need. It's the whole Bible. And we want to watch the enemy and not steal our soul. We're thinking about sometimes we feel like we've got everything on hand that we need. And sometimes we come up against a trial that we need some great help. You know, sometimes we can endure great big things, but we leave little things out too, you know. And little things spoil your soul as well as big things. So we've got to be careful in this life. And not many of us here tonight, but I believe that we all can take this tonight and profit by it. I had to when I got saved. I thought that after I got saved that everything would be just lovely. I felt like that on the journey of life that I had run into some things that I had to measure up on. So we all sometimes feel that the Word of God finds you and I short. And there's no harm for us to moving up to the Lord because we don't know who's watching you in our life. There's always somebody watching you out in the world. And your influence goes out. And what you do, what you say, the people's watching that. And we want to be careful of what we do. And we know that the Lord has got everything in store we need. I lived with a little woman about 56 years better. And her experience of life, saved life, was a great help to me before I even got saved and after I got saved. I could see her in some of the places that she would go through with. If she had something that I didn't have, then I longed to get that. And we all sometimes do that, and we're all born with a nature. We all are born with a nature. And sometimes the nature shows up with you and I sometimes. Otherwise, we get caught sometimes in a short place, in a tight place, and that's when the enemy takes advantage of our soul. So we want to be our guard, to be high up, and so he can't get under or can't get over and spoil our soul. And through this here message that I have got on my heart, I see a lot in this that sometimes that we are short on this line. I've seen it long around the life where I've been visiting here and there and preaching the Word of God. I see this more and more need to be taught among God's people. Sometimes people get the idea that they're saved and sanctified and they don't need help. That's when we all need help. You know, we ain't all time up. We're all time trying to get up, but we ain't all time up there. So we're going to go to a text now. It's found over in the book of Luke. And we're going to start with this text, and we pray that the Lord will help everyone and help the preacher, that he'll bring things out. Before I get too far along with this, as I was going to say, my wife showed me a lot of things in life when I was weak. When I was not very up on the Lord, that I needed this and I longed for it. We'd come to places where that I wasn't up on it. It kind of grieved me in my heart, and I worked on it and worked on it. I've not fully got it perfected yet, but I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to do what God wants me to do. Now, we all ain't this get this fortune of being this way. When it comes to some trials, otherwise I'll bring a little illustration to you. One time, wife was trying to help one of the girls, and to make her a wedding dress or get it hemmed or something that came to her, and she didn't have very much time to get this dress ready. The wedding was pretty close. It's the way the enemy wants to catch you and I real busy, real quick doing something, and then he'll overtake you. And so she rushed in and is sewing on this dress, and she thought, well, I'll save a little time. I'll go in and I'll turn my bath water on so I'll be ready to when I get this dress that we'll be ready to go. And so she goes in and she turns her bath water all in, and she got busy with her sewing like we all do in life. And as she got this here bath water on, you know, the faucets has not got no turn off. They just keep her running. And it running, it running, and it run out the bathroom door, out in the hallway, and down toward the bedroom and all. And say, listen here, there was a great mess there. So wife, she said, well, just quickly, said, get some papers and some towels and mop it up and all, just as patient as she could be, and I learned a lesson right there. I seen that I didn't have the patience that she had, but I was willing to help her do what she wanted to do, and we got ready for the wedding. Got the water all up and everything, and someone asked her, said, what did your husband say? He never said anything. He just busy, got ready to help you. But I say nature right here sometimes flares up. Right here sometimes it shows up with what we've got on hands. Sometimes, you know, we need so much patience in this life. People will say, well, I think after I get saved that I need patience. Let's go over to Hebrews, I believe it is, the 10th chapter, and about the 36th verse, and see what it says there. But I say, folks, tonight, if you don't need this, you're really fortunate tonight. But I say, if you go along in this life, there'll be things coming around about it. It's going to try your patience. It's going to show you where you stand before God. The enemy is going to try you to the limit, and he's going to catch your guard down, and you're going to be showed up in this life. It pays you and I to search the Scripture, for in them we think we have eternal life. Sometimes we get short, but I say God's got everything in store we need. And I thought after I got saved that I could get over this, but I didn't. What did the Scripture say there, Brother Bob? You have need of patience. After you've done the will of God. That makes me think after you've got saved, you still need patience. You still need this. And so it kind of let me out a little bit. But I say, folks, after you get saved, you're still going to have patience sometimes more than you ever did, keeping the enemy to not getting on you and showing your life up. Now say, folks, tonight, if you're raising a family, I raised 8 children, you're going to have patience to raise those children. If you don't, folks, I'll say, if it don't show up on you, I want you to come to me and I'll sure ask forgiveness. I had trials, I had things that I couldn't endure and all, but I'll say, folks, I've done my best, but I'll say you're going to have patience to raise a family. It said after you. That means after you get saved, you're going to have patience. Oh, folks over in Luke now, we're going to go to a scripture over there and see what it said. Oh, folks, tonight I say, I believe that we can use this in our life journey. I believe that if we haven't got this on hand, we can apply it tonight to our soul. There's little things bothers you well as big things. There are a lot of people can get into a lot of big things, making a pretty good show, but sometimes we leave the little things dragging behind. That's what causes our soul to be spoiled. I say God wants you and I to be on guard. This here is all Bible. It's in here. I believe at some time or another the prophets, when they wrote this, they had some of the same trouble down through the life, or they wouldn't have put this in here. Didn't they put it in here for a purpose? Over in Job, it tells you about the patience of Job. I say we need this, folks. I say tonight, I say we need this. All right, I believe it is. The first chapter of the book of Luke in the 19th verse and see what it says. I say it tonight, folks, you take inventory of your life. You ask the Lord. I say, I believe a lot of times a married life needs this very thing. And then patience possess your soul. I say tonight, we need patience around home, Brother Bob. We need patience towards each other. I say, listen, it was easy back in the life when I was in sin. It would have been easy for me to flare up and that water run all over the floor and all. But I say, God had me cured. God had me to her. I was willing to help. It wasn't her fault. But I say, folks, nature's nature. And if you're not very careful, it'll show up. Show and spoil the whole salvation. And listen here, and folks, sometimes, listen, they will not. Thought about a man one time, that he was working with a fella, and he went to the main boss, and he said, I just cannot work with that fella. That fella is out of patience, out of sort. I want to be changed or give him my money. I say, folks, I'm telling you tonight to have patience in this your life, have patience in your salvation. One time, there was two women. One lived on one side, and one lived on the other side. One of them was saved, and the other one wasn't saved. But this woman that wasn't saved, she was jealous over this woman, because she had something that she didn't have. And she thought, and she worked, and she done everything. Finally, one day, she come to a place where she was going to try this woman and see what she had on hand. And so this woman hung out a beautiful laundry out on the line, and I'll get it all hung out, and she took it and went to town, left her laundry to dry. And this woman, the devil tempted her, had her go and cut the clothesline, let her clothes fall down in the ground. And she done that very thing. The woman come back, the same woman did, and her laundry was all down in the dirt. And so she come through the house. I seen her clothes all out, and she went to singing that little song, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Went through the line, down the line, picking her clothes up. Oh, folks, that heap coals of fire upon that there woman that wasn't saved. She had some goods that woman didn't have. And so it went on for some weeks. This another woman, as she hung out her clothes at the two, and she all went off to town. And so her clothesline broke. The woman didn't cut her line. She come back, and her clothes all down. She was all sorts out of humor. Oh, folks, the words she used. This same woman, I went over and went to helping her. I pick up her clothes and then getting them ready for the washing. And she said, well, I said, I know how you feel. My clothesline broke here a while back and let my clothes in. And she said, no, your clothesline didn't break. He said, I cut your clothesline. I didn't see what you had on hands. And she said, you give me a witness that you had the good. I say, folks, a patient will prove what you got on hand. Yes, it will now. Folks, she had the goods. I say tonight, folks, you can just check your soul salvation tonight. You can check up on your life and see where you stand. I say there's somewhere or another that you squirm through this life and it never has probably come to this, but one of these days you're going to meet this very scripture. But patience possess your soul. You're going to meet this one of these days. At home, you're going to meet it. Through your children, you're going to meet it. I say today, folks, one time there was a preacher. I went down south at the whole meeting. And about the middle of the meeting, or just a little bit before the meeting closed, I say, folks, preachers need patience too. Don't you ever forget that. And they need it, and they need it bad. Listen here. It's something that the devil rides you and lies you. You get in this book and go to searching for a message. And I say everything will come to your mind. You're going to have some patience to get a message from God. So it's your man. He says, this preacher, he said at the end of the meeting or a little before, he said they had an awful healing that night. Women and men come to the altar and get healed. And he said, this woman, she come down to be healed. And the preacher got up and he went down to the altar out of where this woman was. And he said, this other man said he was a preacher too. He got up and come down out to the altar, lay on hands. And this woman said, "No, I don't want that man to lay hands on me." And this preacher said, almost called his name, "I don't want to do that." This preacher said, "Why?" He said, "This man hasn't got patience enough to pray the prayer of faith." Folks, these things will show up on you and I. There's some people who knows more about your life than you think they do. And she exposed the man. After the meeting was closed, this preacher stayed 2 or 3 days after the meeting closed, getting these two back together. I say today, folks, patience possess your soul. Patience will pay off. Over in Jura, James, I believe it is. We're going to see about a little bit back here. But I say today, folks, tonight we need patience. James 1 and 4. James 5 and 7, and see what it we have here tonight. But I say tonight, folks, you need this on the life journey. If you don't need it, I'll say it sometime or another, long in the life journey, that you're going to need it. You're going to need this some of these days in your life. Oh, yes, you are. I say today, if you will have patience, listen here and don't need this, I say your fortune tonight. You surely are. But I say, listen here, you go to taking care of the sick. This woman here can tell you a lot about it. I say the sickness with the people will try your patience. You can get a glass of water and bring it to them. And the water sometimes they say it's too cold. And they take it back and bring a glass of water. And then they say it's too hot. I'll say, folks, you're going to have something on hand. I'll listen here. And they'll say it's too hot. You'll raise the winter. They'll say it's too cold. Put it down. I say tonight, folks, you're going to have to work on self. If you don't, if you get through this journey of life, you're going to have to work self over. And you're going to have to ask God to help you. I say to the Lord, these things come. Nature's going to come. Nature's there. Oh, yes, it is. It's not all gone, brother and sister. I see it a lot of times. I've seen women on the campground got little children, and them little children can't walk as fast as a grown person. And this here young lady, they might not. Oh, you excuse me. And this young lady, I think that child can walk as fast as I've seen him grab at that her by the arm and shove her down. She can't make sense that fast. I say, folks, we need more patience with our children. I know a lot of children that's gotten run away from home on account of their parents didn't have patience enough with them. I know that to be the truth. All right, what did he say? James, I believe it is. 1 and 4 now. Someone read for us. I say tonight, folks, if you search your heart tonight on the life journey somewhere or another, you've been short of this tonight. You've been short of it. I say tonight, folks, if you do business with any people and do it the right way and don't lose your patience when the enemy jumps onto you and tells you that you disfigured or you've done something like this, I say you're going to have something, God. Yes, you are now. All right, what did it say? Said, let patience have her perfect work. Let it be. Let it do it. I say you're going to have to make room for patience to have her perfect work. You're going to have to make room for that. I say tonight, folks, listen, if this message is out of order, I don't believe it is, but give me this, and I'm going to deliver it. I say tonight, folks, we'll take inventory of our own soul. Don't look to somebody else. You look to me. Look to yourself, and you'll find out that you need this on the life journey. I know what I'm talking about. I fix fences, and you get that old barbed wire all tangled around your clothes, tear your clothes, tear your hands. You're going to have something, folks. I tell you that. I built a lot of fences. Oh, yes, sir. I thought that a lot of times when I wasn't saved, living with my wife back in that time when she tried to live a saved life. I say she had a lot of patience to put up with me. When I would come in, I was so drunk I wouldn't even know where the doorknob was. And I say when she had that down in her heart so that she could lay her hand over on my head and pray with me, folks, it had something to do with his heart. It takes patience to fool with a drunk man. Oh, yes. All right, put us in the set. Yes? Listen, what did it say now? Let it, yeah. All right, what did James 5 and 7 say? Be patient, therefore, brethren. He's talking to brethren. That makes me believe that the brethren need this, dude. You know that? Be patient, therefore, brethren. And the coming of the Lord.
Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the
Yes. Of the earth. Read right on. Yes. Long patience for it. Folks, I see tonight. I see tonight, folks, and when I used to just read this over, search it and read it back and forth, I had to work on me. I had to work on myself. I was a high-strung man, hot-tempered, and listen here, it didn't take very much to get me unstrung. But I say, after I got saved, I thought, well, I could overcome a lot of stuff. But I'll tell you, listen here, that nature sometimes will show up. You let the old enemy get you in a tight place, and let him get you hemmed up. And you're gonna have to have something on hand. It's a lot to talk about salvation, but it's better to have it than to talk about it. Oh, I thought about one time there was two men. One of them had a big farm, a lot of acreages, and he applied for a man to come and help him. This man claimed to be saved man. He wanted somebody to come and help him. And this other fellow that came to help him, I was a saved man. I said he had the love of God in his heart, but he needed a job. And he went to work for this fellow. One was a plowing away over in the other field, and this was a disking in the other field. And he looked over at this man on the farm. He looked over to this man. He was having trouble with his plow. He was a beating on it with a hammer. And he was a beating and he beating. And this man pretty soon stopped his motor and went over and asked him what was going on. He told him about what the boat came on. And he couldn't get it back into place. And he was a beating this year. And so the body let the hammer slip and busted his thumb. And as he busted his thumb, the blood just trickled down out of it. That's their man that claimed to be saved. He said, you better go up to the house and have this bandaged up. And he said, well, it puts me in the mind of the time. Way back when, and he said, one of my little boys was living. He said, it put me in the mind of the time that the hammer slipped and hit this little feller in the head. And he carried his scar to his grave. And this man looked at him, what kind of a man is this? And he went on up. Next day it was raining. And this man was still puzzled about this feller because he wouldn't take no aid. He still yet wondered what kind of a man he was. But he was going to try him and see what kind he is. You know the devil will try you. He don't care who he gets to try either. And so he said, well, I'm going to see what this man's got on hands. I'm going to ask him tomorrow to haul wood. And he said he had two other teams. And he trucked in. One of them was an old bulky horse. And he told him to hook the old gray horse up and the other horse up. He done what the man told him to do. And he said he hooked the horses all up. Went and got his load of wood. And he said this man was watching him. He said, I'm going to find out what this man's got on hand. That's the way the devil does. He's going to try you. And so he told they got up in the wagon, hollered, get up, and this old horse balked. He wouldn't even tighten the tug. And he didn't understand. He looked all around. This man that owned the team, he's looking around the barn, peeking and watching him. This man got out off the wagon, and he looked for him then to thrash the horse. But listen here. He unhooked the horse, and he just led it around a while, hooked the horse back up, and then told him to get up. Didn't do that. He didn't even move a tug. Finally, he just went around, laid his hand up on the horse's head, and he prayed for the horse, went back and got up in the wagon, hollered, get up. The old horse just tightened the tug and moved the wagon on. That man shook his head. He come and told this man. He said, you made a believer out of me. He said, you've got something on hand that I haven't got. And they sold that big farm, went out into gospel work, preaching the gospel, and people got saved. I say, listen here, God wants people not to be defeated from the enemy. Yes, he does. And so that man, he said, you've got something on hand that I haven't got. I want that. He said tonight, I say tonight, folks, we need patience in our soul. Oh, yes, we do. I say, listen here, one of these times, you're going to come to a place where you're going to need this. You're going to need it more than more. Oh, folks, tonight, I say we need something from God. All right, let's go over to 1 Timothy 5:14 and see what it said there. Now, 5 and 14. Somebody get Titus 2 and 2. Folks, tonight, you need this tonight. I say it tonight. I thought about one time a man lived next door to his neighbor. It's your man's old cat. He kept getting out, getting over in his yard, and yelling and hollering, chasing the chickens. And so this man lived the next door. That cat was trying his patience. And he said one day, I don't know what to do about that cat, or I could tell the man about it or not. But he said, I went out, and me and my wife prayed, and that cat left and never did come back. I say, folks, patience will possess your soul. You need patience tonight. Folks, tonight, I say that you need this real bad. All right, that's what I'm going to say now. First Thessalonians 5 and 14. Thessalonians. Amen. Yes.
Warn them that are unruly.
Comfort the feeble-minded. It's going to take men, take patience to do that. Folks, listen. You get a hold of some people that's feeble-minded. You know, it takes patience to deal with these people. You know that. I know here the other day, we visited some folks, and this young man was been helping his daddy. His daddy was awful out of patience. He just couldn't stand this boy. And this boy had never done anything to please him. It just seemed like that everything he'd done, he'd either grab the hammer out of his hand or the shovel or something and told him that he didn't have a sense enough to do this and that. Folks, listen here. I say, folks, we need some patience. And this young man, he got so convoked to this man that they was lifting the load. And this man let this thing slip, cut this young man's foot, could have cut it off. And all he done is laugh at him. Oh, folks, listen here tonight. We need to be sorry for things, and we need to have patience and work with people. Oh, yes, sir. I don't know how my wife put up with me, but she did. But I thank the Lord for it. I say tonight, folks, that you live with a drunk man like I was as long as she lived and had children. I say, folks, you better have something on hands. All right, what else did you say?
Be patient toward all men.
Be patient toward all men. What did it say? Be patient to some men?
Toward all men.
Toward all men. Be patient toward all men. Well, sometimes people said, well, I can bear some people, but some people I can't bear. Well, if you have patience for them, you can bear with them. You can bear with them. Folks, I'll tell you, if you ever get out on the job and work a bunch of men, I was out there on that bummer flat, I had 35 men. These men would hide from me, and they wouldn't show up, and they'd hide, and I'd go and look at the clock and see if the cars wasn't there, and I say, folks, you're going to have patience to work a bunch of men. Bob, you know what I'm talking about. I say these people will try your faith. They'll try you and see where you stand before God. Oh, yes, they will. Sometimes people need this on hands, and they haven't got this, and they're trying to get through this life journey the best that they can. But I say today, you take inventory of your life, and you ask the Lord, Lord, am I measured up on this? And have I been short of this here? If you have, God's got a whole storehouse full of it for you. He's got something now that you need. And one time there was a woman that we moved in with. They moved in front of us, and two places we had. This woman, she... wife watched her, and she'd open the south window. She'd get in that window, and she would pray, and you could hear her. My wife said, oh, surely, husband, that wife has got something there. But folks, when the devil came around, the children went across the field one day, and my two children was going to school, and she had two grandchildren. They went over in the field. They got into a fight. Two grandchildren come back. They told this woman all about it. Brother and sister. She could pray loud, and also she could cuss loud. I say, listen here, patience she needed with her children. I say tonight, folks, if you take inventory of your life tonight, you'll find out that you need something another tonight that I'm going to read you about. You'll find out tonight on this life journey somewhere or another that you're going to come up short, just this very thing. Oh, I did, and I know where it happened at and all. But I say tonight, folks, I say we need more patience. All right, was that all of that? All right, I believe it is now. 2 Timothy 2 and 24, Titus 2 and 2. Oh, folks, tonight, this Bible's full of this tonight. This is all Bible, reading it right out of the Bible. This ain't out of some newspaper or some contract that you sign. This is the Word of God. I say tonight, folks, God had this put in here for a purpose. These prophets, no doubt, along in the life journey, they had trouble with some very same thing. They came to some of these very problems. No doubt that they met people that they didn't understand, but I say when they had patience, had God given an understanding. I'm telling you, I believe that so long through the life journey they had dealings, long through the word somewhere or another, and found out that they were short, or this wouldn't be in this Bible. It wouldn't have been here. It's for you and I. Job's writing is for our soul. It's for you and I. And also through this Bible. I won't be able to get through all the scriptures that is in this Bible on this. But I'll say tonight they're for you and I, for our soul. They're for our believing. They're for our good. And there'll be profit to you if you'll take it heed tonight to your soul and ask God to help me and you on this life journey. I know. I've tried this, I found it at work, and I found on the life journey, when I didn't have it, it didn't work. All right, what did it say now? 2 Timothy, I believe, 2 and 24. Timothy 2, 2 Timothy 2 and 24. All right, what did Titus say? Romans 12 and 12. Amen.
If the aged man be sober.
Yes.
Grave.
Aged man be sober. And what?
Grave.
Yes.
Temperate.
Yes.
Sound in faith.
Sound in faith.
And charity.
Charity.
And patience.
Patience. Aging man needs patience too, do you know that? Oh, it don't leave anybody out, Brother Bob. It takes everybody in. It takes everybody in. The old man needs this too. I say when you get old and get all out of sort, if you don't need patience, I know what I'm talking about. You need this on this life journey. I know you do. All right. What did it say now in Timothy 2 and 2? Oh, that was it. All right. Romans 12 and 12. I've got patience enough to wait on you.
Rejoicing in hope.
You rejoice in hope.
Patience in tribulation.
Patience in tribulation.
Continuing innocent in prayer.
See there? Oh, folks, tonight, we're going to quit right here. But I say tonight, if you take inventory of your soul, you ask the Lord tonight, am I where those words of God was? Are they touch me? Can I move out of the place that I've been in for a long, long time? I've seen this happen wrong. I've watched people pretty closely. I've seen them action, you know. I know that this happens. Saved people and unsaved people. Well, people say you can't expect much of it, but I say you're going to have patience if you ever get saved. You're surely going to have patience if you ever get saved. And so you need it before you start, and you need it after you start. So the Lord will help you tonight. I say tonight, if you just ask to God, ask Lord tonight, Lord, does this catch me somewhere or another that I've been short? You know, folks, sometimes when we see the Word of God pass by us, you know, and it sometimes cuts you like a knife, you know, and people go away, you know, and not do anything about it. Oh, that whole wound, it gets sore and sore, and you get all out of sort. go back to meeting again and they sing this song and you haven't got the victories you had before you that came up over you, and the Word of God will come back in and slice you again, you know. Folks, listen here. If we'll just give up to the Word of God and the Spirit of God, let the Lord have His right way, then sometimes we can be helped to the other people. But if we get all out of sort and jerk around here and grab things out of somebody's hand or tell people that they don't know what they're doing and all, I say tonight, folks, if we raise her up, we'll be a real good soldier for God. Our light will shine in this old dark world. But if you get out of sort and get out of patience and people will notice it, and you're not going to have much confidence in your life. Don't have much confidence in your life. But I say tonight, if you measure up to God and ask God to help you and bless you in this life journey, you'll do well. May the Lord help you, my friend.